May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, there's a lot of different threads throughout all the lessons, but something caught my attention, and I'll get to that. But today, one of the themes is discipleship, all about discipleship. What does true discipleship look like? How does true discipleship, what does that look like? Well, do we listen to God and ignore him? Or do we listen to God and then become more and more aware of our Lord? Do we even care about what God has for us to do today? Do we respond if God is calling us? Do we respond, well, yes, I'll do that, or I'll try to do it or strive to do it as best as I can? Or do we say no? Or do we maybe say, well, not today, not right now. I got to do something else. Something's a little bit more important, but I'll get to it next time. Or maybe we might even say, well, what's in it for me, God? You know, what do I get out of this? Missing the big picture, of course, being life with God eternally. But in the lessons, one of the things that I love, especially in the New Testament lesson, is what we learn about discipleship. But first, we learn that discipleship is all about freedom, definitely about love and obedience, definitely about self-giving, self-sacrificing, like Jesus said, well, you know, I don't have a bed or stone or a pillow. He didn't even have a home. He just went about. So if you wanted to follow him, you had to really not count on having maybe the basics of life at times. But you did have the basics of life because you had the Lord right with you, and we still do now. In discipleship, we have difficulties. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Being a Christian is not always easy because we have to put God and his will first. So there's lots to learn, there's lots to do, and there's a lot to share. And then St. Paul gives us a good thing. We're supposed to have good attitudes, good actions. So what does it say today? We are to have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All of those attitudes, all of those actions, all of that in us comes from the Holy Spirit. So in discipleship, if we're serious about it, we learn that suddenly life is not all about me. Wow. Life is about our Heavenly God. Life is about serving him and serving others as Jesus did. Remember our mission statement? Loving God and others through Christ? I thought to myself, oh, we hit it right. We have a good one. But what did catch my attention this, yesterday and during the week was when I read the collect. And this is what got my attention. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of your apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. So I thought to myself, well, we are still to keep building Jesus' church even today. We are to build up Jesus' church even today, this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, every second we're alive. And we're to do it in unity and united together. Does that mean we all have to think and be exactly alike? Does that mean we can't have differences of opinion? No. In our diversity, we are to be united by God's Holy Spirit. And he is working in us. And then we can work through him together, sometimes separately, to continue to build up Jesus' church. So how do we actually do that? How do we build up Jesus' church. Well, the answer is really kind of easy. It's also very true. We build up the church with Jesus as our cornerstone, as our foundation. Do I have a consensus on that? Yes? No? Thank you? Thank you? Anybody else? Yes? No? I'm almost. Well, okay, that sounds good, but here it comes, and there's always a but. Do we really live that way, that we believe that? Do we live as if Jesus Christ is the first thing we think of when we wake up, when we make our decisions, how we treat people in our families, our friends, our neighborhood, the world, everything? Do we think of what Jesus would want us to do first and foremost? Do we live it? Do we really live that way every moment of every day? Is Jesus Christ our priority? That's what we can ask ourselves. Is God our goal, our center, our focus, our foundation? And that's the other thing that kind of got my attention, the two words, cornerstone and foundation. So let's think about those words just for a second. A cornerstone, we know what that is. And sometimes it is just for show, but really the cornerstone is the most basic element of whatever it is, a building, even our nutrition, maybe our fitness, our education, our emotions, our spirituality. It's that something that is from the very beginning we start with. And if we start with Jesus, that's the best cornerstone that we can have. It's also, the cornerstone is also something or one with which we would not be who we are. Or something would not be what it is supposed to be. So without Jesus, let's relate it to ourselves. Without Jesus, we can't be who we're really supposed to be. And we all know about foundations. It's necessary so the house won't collapse. It's necessary so that the house or anything, our relationship, our, like I listed before, our education, our emotions, our nutrition, everything that we do is to endure through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit for one reason, our goal, to be obedient to God, to love Him, and to serve Him. So a foundation is the support on which something grows. Oops. Oh. So, how do we continue? How do we do that? By discipleship. Being as determined as Jesus was to save us, we are to have the same determination, the same perseverance, the same faithfulness, and be true to our God because He is our Creator and He's our center. We are to be determined to have Jesus as our foundation, as our cornerstone. And we are to be persevering and true and faithful to allow the Holy Spirit to be our guide, to be our builder, to be our facilitator, so that the Holy Spirit can teach us what God wants us to learn, what He wants us to do, and let the Holy Spirit guide us. To let Him guide us. Guide us towards what? Towards knowing God through Jesus. Discipleship. And building up the church. Guiding us towards knowing and obeying the Ten Commandments by reading, and not only reading, but studying the Bible. Maybe even studying our prayer book. That's true discipleship. Contributing, and not only in money, but self. Contributing ourselves, being self-sacrificing for God. And finally, for sharing God's forgiveness, sharing the good news of God's love and how immense it truly is, how unconditional God's love for us truly is. So in the story, in the gospel, we learn that the Samaritans said no. When the apostles went to prepare a way, the Samaritans said no. We don't want to do this today. It's not convenient. We don't like you. We're going to reject you. So we can decide, are we going to have that kind of attitude? in our lives starting right today, right this second? Or are we going to say, well, you know, Jesus, I really am interested. I haven't been as good as I should, but I am interested. I do care. I want to be faithful. I want to continue to be a part of your church and build up your church. That is what our response is to be. So what I'd like to do is turn in your inserts, the lectionary, and turn to the song. And I'm going to find mine. I drop it. And I'd like to end with all of us saying only the first verse together. Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my good above all. In Jesus' name we pray.